TML country. It's time to dance.
Markin for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider, episode 15 of our season. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and it's great to have you with us on this Friday morning, or whenever you're catching up with our podcast. This week, Jaden Welts joins the show. She is, at the moment, the starting point guard of the UVM women's basketball team. Jaden scoring just over 11 points per game in her first year with the program, but the graduate student spent the first 4 years of her career with the Binghamton Bearcats. So we talk about what it was like to transfer to Vermont, what her experience in the transfer portal was like, and get to hear all about the Catamounts season. They're playing some great basketball, but man, the women's side of the America East is just loaded. At the moment, five teams have at least four wins. Six teams have three wins or more. The Catamounts currently in a tie for first place at 4-1 in the league. It is just such an exciting America East schedule over there. So I asked Jaden if she's ever seen anything like this in the America East Conference, and we get into that, what her experience was like returning to Binghamton, and so much more to talk about with Jaden Welts. So I hope you enjoy the show. This is Catamount Insider. We're back in a moment.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm joined today by Jaden Welts of the UVM women's basketball team. Jaden, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk the season. 15-5 overall. Team's 4-1 in league play. How do you feel like it's going so far? Just kind of summarize it for me and catch me up on how you feel like it's been.
Yeah, I think we're in a really good spot. Like you just said, our record, we have a couple losses under our belt, which is good early on in the season. You know, gives us the opportunity to learn a lot. But I think we're right where we need to be, so excited where we go next.
Of course, this is your first year with the program, coming in from Binghamton. But just as we talk about the season overall, coming off a win last weekend against Albany, good weekend for the team, beating Maine as well. What went well against Albany? Second time you've seen them this year, and another good win.
Yeah, I think we just really got back to, you know, playing Vermont basketball and playing as a team. And I think just being back at Patrick with the energy and the fans really helped us. And, you know, just feeding off of that and each other's performances was really exciting.
Of course, a veteran of America East playing with the Binghamton Bearcats as well. I'm fascinated by the league this year on the women's side of things. So many good teams. Yeah. It's really impressive to see. Five teams sit with four conference wins, as we're talking right now ahead of the Thursday-Saturday matchups. Have you seen a league like this before? It's really wild how many good teams there are.
Yeah, I think it every game could be anyone's night, which is exciting for the fans and exciting to play in because, you know, it keeps that competitive nature high. I don't know if the league's ever been this, you know, spread out as talent and teams go, but yeah, it's exciting to see.
When we talk about just kind of the look of the conference landscape, you're playing on a team that's won an America East title a year ago. What's that like to kind of come in and join a program coming off a conference tournament title?
It's exciting. I mean, you know, the standards here are high, and the championship mindset, it's put in and instilled in us every single day. So, you know, it's super exciting, and the compete level here every day is just so amazing because, you know, they have done this before, and they're willing to take us there again.
It seems off to a great start this season, of course. Why Vermont? What kind of made you land here when you decided you wanted to enter the transfer portal?
I think exactly what we just touched upon, like the winning culture, the family atmosphere, just everything is done with an intention behind it. So I think just, you know, talking to the team and the coaching staff just really excited me, and is exactly what I wanted to do for my last year.
Can you kind of take me into those initial conversations? What was it like when you met Coach Kresge and started to meet some of the girls?
Yeah, just hearing her mindset of how things go here and just, you know, the direction she wanted to take the team and where I could fit into that was really, you know, everything I was looking for, just being somewhere where my talents and my skill set could be, you know, used, but also like a place that would give me growth as well. So that was just something, you know, looking for my last year that I wanted to put everything in with no regrets and just lay it all out there.
As we talk kind of just about the transfer portal, it's so common these days across college sports. What was your kind of overall experience like just once you decided that you wanted to kind of explore your options there?
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming to say the least. Like you said, it's so common nowadays and everybody is doing it and for different reasons, obviously. But yeah, just an overwhelming experience, lots of support and interest from other places, which is exciting and an honor for sure. But yeah, definitely an overwhelming experience to say the least.
What have your thoughts of Burlington been?
It's great. I love it here. The summers are a bit nicer than the winters, but
amen.
But I'm from Canada, so cold is something I'm used to. But it's beautiful. Lots to do. Nature's beautiful and all that. So.
Now, I know you played a year with Haley Moore, right, at Binghamton?
Yes.
You were assistant coach Haley Moore, who's been a guest on our show here before. Did that have any impact in coming here? Did your relationship with Haley help things?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, kudos to her because I don't know if I would have ever seen myself fully in a Catamount uniform if she didn't, you know, introduce me to the idea. But, no, I'm really grateful for her and to give me this opportunity to, you know, talk with the coaches and meet the girls and stuff like that. So, yeah, it definitely helps to have her on my side for sure.
How is she different as a coach versus teammate Haley?
Oh, she's still Haley Moore, which is awesome. But obviously, yeah, the dynamic is a bit different, but just being someone that I can trust and, you know, put my two cents to her and just see where she thinks things are going.
Can you tell me about kind of what you thought of Coach Kresge before meeting her as an opponent of somebody who played against her and her teams? What did you think of Coach Kresge and how is that maybe different than what you've got to know this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much the same. I've always known she's a competitor and she has a great basketball mind, and obviously that's been working for her. So I've always trusted, you know, her, how she sees the game and how she leads her teams.
You've been playing a lot of point guard of late, specifically, especially with Kat dealing with that injury, and we all want to see Kat back out there soon. Have you always kind of played point guard naturally, or have you played a couple of different positions as well?
Yeah, I've played a couple positions my entire life, but I would say the point guard always has been my thing. My dad played the point guard, my sister played the point guard, so it kind of just runs in the family, you know, being the height that we all are. But I like playing the point guard. It gives me a chance to, you know, see the floor differently, run the team a bit differently, and yeah.
Where do you think your games developed the most back from when you were just a freshman?
I think just, you know, letting the game come to me and playing with some confidence is not something I've always had. And I think it's still growing this year and I'm still finding my place. But I think, you know, just being assertive and letting the game come to me has been the biggest thing.
Well, you're scoring 11.8 points per game, playing pretty well, I'd say, so far this season.
Yeah.
What's been working well, though? What do you think you are doing well this year?
I just think, you know, feeding off of my teammates and using their skill set and their strengths to fuel my strengths and what I like to do on the court. So I think just, you know, being surrounded by such amazing people and players is definitely going a long way.
A lot of players I talk to within this program and over the years talk about Coach Kresge's attention to detail, especially on defense, when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. What was that like for you, adapting to how she coached that? And you, of course, were an all-defensive performer at one point in your career and are good on that side of things. But what was it like coming here and adjusting to how she coaches that?
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I mean, every coach harps on it, but I think the attention to detail is definitely something that's pushed very hard here. And I love it personally. I think defense is underrated, and I think it's getting lost a little bit here and there in the game today. So I really enjoyed being by somebody with such a defensive mindset for sure.
Taking a quick break with Jaden Welch. She returns to Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
I want to ask you about, I'm sure, what was a tough game for you going back to Binghamton. They get the best of you that time. But what was that like before the game, to just be back there and see many people, friends, and I'm sure people that you knew and worked with and played with?
Yeah, definitely a ton of emotions, you know, just going back to somewhere I've been for 4 years and seeing some familiar faces, being in, you know, a gym I played many of my college career games at. So different emotions, but overall it was happy and happiness to be back, and you know, just really overwhelmed with how much joy and support the fans and the other people showed me.
I know you're excited to see the Bearcats again when they come to Patrick Gym. What did they do well that day though that made life difficult?
I think, you know, we say this a lot on our team, it's never our opponents, it's ourselves. And I think, you know, once we get to playing 40 minutes of Vermont basketball, we're going to be a scary team. So I think, you know, for any game, we're just focusing on us and, you know, bringing the best team we can for our competitors.
So where do you guys need to improve from that Binghamton game? What were the takeaways?
I think just, you know, playing 40 minutes of what we can do defensively, offensively, just staying composed and confident and just going out there and playing it as any other game.
I mentioned it briefly there, but Kat Gilwee's kind of been out for a few weeks now. What do you miss about Kat? What are the things that she brings that you're looking forward to getting when she's back out there?
I miss Kat on the court a lot, but I think just, you know, her leadership and her experience goes a long way. She's been in this system with Kresge longer than any of us have. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, just having that mindset of her own and, you know, being able to see the floor the way she's used to seeing it is definitely going to be helpful for us.
Emma Hahn has stepped into that starting job and really kind of found her role. What's that been like for, from your perspective, to see Emma grow and become a player who's playing 35, almost 40 minutes a night sometimes?
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see. And I think, you know, that's definitely a big step to take for someone. And I think she's handling it extremely well. She's playing with poise and, you know, giving us what we need through energy and, you know, defensive stops and stuff like that. So really hats off to her, because I think she's stepped in this role quite seamlessly.
You're playing with Nicola Prieda, who's scoring over 16 points a game. She's been seemingly unstoppable. I mean, the field goal percentage over 60%, hard to believe how efficient she is. What's that like to play with a big like that? It just feels like she scores it every time she touches it in the post.
Yeah, it makes my job a lot easier, that's for sure. When I, you know, throw an assist, I know 60% of the time it's going in. So that's, yeah, it's been really awesome to, you know, get to know her as a player, get to know her as a person, and just growing that relationship day by day.
She's funny. She's one of my favorites to watch, just those reactions and the emotions she plays with. But what is Nicola like?
Yeah, I think you've said it perfectly. You know, she just plays with so much passion, and I think our team feeds off of that. And, you know, she'll get an and one, and all 15 of us are standing up on our feet, stomping the ground. So I think, you know, just feeding off of that and her energy has been unstoppable for us.
I think you and Kira Hansen have played really nicely together, especially on offense. It seems a couple of players who can both shoot it, and both can also get to the hoop, and Kira can handle it a little as well. I don't want to steal your words, I guess, though, but what's it been like from your perspective to play alongside Kira, as you two have formed a pretty formidable duo?
Yeah, another great relationship I'm really grateful for that I've developed here. Amazing person, amazing player. I feel like I'm a broken record saying that here, but no, it's true. And I think, you know, she plays with a lot of passion as well, a very skilled player, and it makes my job, once again, super easy to be surrounded by such amazing players.
When you're watching film right now, sitting down with the coaches, what are the things you're keeping an eye out for?
Yeah, just the attention to detail yet again. You know, where can I be better in positionally on defense? Where can I get our team looks on offense? And just, you know, just honing in on the little details, because as we get through these conference play and into playoffs, like, teams are picking us apart and we're doing the same to them. So I think, you know, just honing in on those principles and taking it day by day.
It's so fun in conference basketball where you see a team twice. How hard is that, though, when they know you better and you know them better? You've played so many games in your career now, and you've played in this conference for a long time. What is that like to see a team twice in a year?
Yeah, it's exciting and it's not at the same time. But hats off to our coaching staff because they do a tremendous job of, you know, getting in the gym, seeing the film, and, you know, really delivering the game plan to us in ways that we know we can handle. So I think, you know, just taking those little pieces and keeping those details in the front and center of everything we do is very important.
You guys got to go to Hawaii this year. Tell me about that trip.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, I'm always so grateful for the places this game takes me and my teammates. And, you know, Hawaii is nothing short of that. So it was such an incredible experience, super fun. And, you know, yes, it was a business trip. We had some games to play, but we also had the opportunity, you know, get to know each other, bond a little bit. So that was really, really awesome.
How was the travel?
That was long. I wouldn't do that. Hawaii's nice, but the flights there and back can definitely be replaced.
Okay, tell me what the team's really focused on right now in practice. We're coming up this weekend against UMass Lowell Thursday, Bryant Saturday here at Patrick Gym. Hope everybody makes it out to watch you guys play. But tell me about the attention to detail we've talked about, but give me something specific you guys are really trying to hone in on.
I think just starting the games off the way we've been finishing them is going to be a really big piece for us. I mean, we've had a couple slow starts and, you know, it's bit us in the butt a couple times, but I think just, you know, defensively right out the gate off the jump, just getting, you know, the intensity high and making other teams feel uncomfortable, similar to ways that they've tried to do to us. So I think just, you know, starting the game off strong and bringing the energy right away is something I think we've been talking a lot about.
When we look at this jam-packed conference, what's going to be the thing that separates the Catamounts?
I think just being the Catamounts. I think we have all the pieces we need, and we have a great coaching staff, a great roster, and I think just, you know, trusting in ourselves, playing composed, playing confident, being competitive, all of those things, I think we're right where we need to be.
All right, that sounds good to me. Jaden, thank you so much for joining us this week on Catamount Insider. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, everybody, talk to you next week on Catamount Insider. Thanks again to Jaden for joining us this week on Catamount Insider. I'd wanted to have her on for a little bit now just to hear about her experiences with Vermont and somebody who's stepped into a really big role right away that's not always easy in a Coach Kresge system that is complicated, especially defensively. But Jaden has done a nice job becoming really a key cog to what UVM are accomplishing on the women's basketball side. And so it's been great to catch up with Jaden and get to hear about her season and hear a bit about her story from Binghamton and just learn about what's working well right now for the UVM women's basketball team. Tomorrow they host Bryant, 2 p.m. tip-off, so if you're listening with us on this Friday, January 23rd, Bryant is their opponent tomorrow on another busy day around both Burlington and Catamount Country with teams on the road as well with indoor track headed down to MIT, women's swimming and diving hosting Siena, men's basketball on the road at Bryant, the women's ice hockey team playing BU for the second time. They also take on the Terriers tonight at 6 p.m. in Boston. The men's ice hockey team tomorrow, 7:05 puck drop for their second game against UMass. Also coming up tonight at 7:05, they take on the Minutemen from Gutterson Fieldhouse. So a fun weekend ahead. Hope you enjoy all the Catamount sports, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed this sit-down with Jaden Welts. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and we'll talk to you next Friday on Catamount Insider.